Western Governors University is an accredited, nonprofit, comprehensive university offering competency-based programs for adult learners that lead to in-demand careers.
So it's part of the broad spectrum of online learning that's available now, and which I guess is more in the public eye than ever before.
It certainly has become a heightened need in the times of pandemic.
So we hear an awful lot now about the impact of online learning on students in the early education, not so much higher education, ranging from the social cost of online learning and the lack of socialization for young people, all the way to the difficulty getting access to the education because of the lack of universal broadband. Where does WGU fit into that spectrum there? Is that a challenge for you as well?
It is a challenge for our students or our prospective students. So for us, it's a policy issue that we want to pay close attention to. We feel like opportunity is being withheld from people in certain rural communities, but also in some urban communities, simply because they don't have access to high-speed internet broadband because of the cost. So it's we believe it's an issue because it really is a barrier to opportunity.
And is this something that's been heightened for you and your students because of the pandemic, or is it just more of what you've been dealing with since the university was founded in the 1990s?
It is really more of what we've been trying to address since we were founded in 1997. So it has become heightened in the pandemic simply because of, for example, if high-speed internet broadband is not available to a family, and now all of a sudden the K-12 learners, the children in that family, are at home as well, now you've really kind of used up the capacity for learning in that home. And so it is a zero-sum game. If there's only so much bandwidth in a household, it's being tapped. So the pandemic has affected it for some of our students in that way.
So the Albany Common Council was just in the news, having ordered a study on municipal internet. Does the Western Governors University have a position on those types of initiatives?
We really applaud any entity. If it's the federal government, it's the state government, it's a city council. It is really important for the question to be asked, and because we need to know specific needs that are hyper-local and how best to address those needs. So we really applaud the Common Council on that vote to do that, to commission that study.
So the digital divide has been an issue for decades. Do you find that the moment makes it more likely that there'll be traction on the issue and maybe some progress made? Because now really the thing that is universal is the need for broadband.
Absolutely correct. The moment is here. The moment has been here since we're coming up close to a year since the need became so great because of the need to isolate due to the pandemic. A light has shone on that to show how stark the differences are in the digital divide. We see it most profoundly when we look at K-12 learners because of the rapid shift to learning from home and so many students in poverty, so many students in rural areas were not able to access the learning that they needed. But the need has been there all along. It's just in fact, the pandemic has really heightened the attention to it. And potentially a good outcome would be that we have recognized a need that has existed for a long period of time, and it will get the time and attention that it deserves.
It seems like a real challenge in that you both have a very obvious growing need for universal broadband. At the same time, as there's, it seems like a growing consensus in the country that everything should be privatized. And most of what I've seen about universal broadband suggests that the best way of doing that is with municipal ownership, public ownership of the infrastructure. How do you reconcile those two things? A public consciousness that's really opposed to public ownership of utilities with a crushing need for it.
This is how I think of it. When we look at essential services that every individual in a community needs. And so let's talk about high-speed internet broadband service being one of those essential services. If people cannot access the learning that they need, the resources that they need to learn, to grow, to be able to be eligible for a thriving wage job, then the whole community suffers. A rising tide does lift all boats. So when everyone has access to what they need to learn, it strengthens the economics of the community, it strengthens the talent pipeline for existing employers, and it strengthens the community's ability to be able to attract new business and industry, because they can now talk about the talent pipeline that that community has to offer. So it is a community investment in the greater good that, yes, it does serve individuals and families, but more importantly, it serves the community as a whole.
Why would people be opposed to it? It sounds like a no-brainer. Why shouldn't we have free or accessible broadband for everyone in the view of people who are opposed to it?
In the view of people who are opposed to it, it is the... We hear this often in shared services. I'll use the term shared services. Why should I pay for somebody else's service? Why not let everyone pay for their own service, pay for their whatever the service is? So I'll use the example of K-12 education. K-12 education is funded by the people, for the community, for the common good, for learning. I would argue that the people who argue against being required to contribute to K-12 education, to being akin to the argument about not wanting to contribute to an essential service like high-speed internet. It is that same fundamental argument. Why should I pay for it? I'm not a direct beneficiary of everything that's being provided.
Yeah, you hear that very commonly, resistance to paying school taxes by people without kids, largely older people. Why should I pay those taxes? I don't have any kids, or my kids are grown up.
That's correct. But everyone in the community, regardless of age, benefits from high quality K-12 schools and the employment that results when we have a learned populace. So it doesn't matter what age you are, you benefit from the education and the elevated learning of everyone in the community.
So what's your vision? If you could have anything you want, anything you need for Western Governors University, what would it look like in terms of broadband infrastructure?
It would be that the infrastructure would be there regardless of where a person lives. And it would be that the infrastructure and the service delivery would provide accommodation for cost. So for low-income families, that there would be some opportunity for them to pay a lesser fee to have high-speed internet broadband. The libraries have been great. Community centers have been great to offer this service. But it's not always possible to get there. And then from Western Governors University's perspective, there also is the rural issue. So access through a community library is not possible. We need to be able to have in all areas, whether it's an urban area, a suburban area, or a rural area, we need people to be able to have access regardless of where you live. Where you live should not provide a barrier to your ability to further your learning.
It looks like a real challenge in New York State, because certainly upstate, where I would say that most of the municipalities and many of the communities are really on the ropes financially. So when you come, say, to the city of Troy, where just meeting basic budgetary demands is a challenge every year, it's not possible to come to the city council and suggest spending money on anything that isn't related to basic city services. Although I know you could make the argument that this is or should be a basic city service, but it's a new one. And so it's really punting what seems to be a statewide or national issue to a local level, where it's the least likely to be able to be addressed. You don't have the expertise, you don't have the money, all the things that are necessary to implement a high technology service seem like they should be done at a higher government level than local.
So one thing that you can say, though, for example, to a Troy leader, is that you could say, are you advocating at the state level? Are you advocating at the federal level? Are you exploring grant opportunities? Are you talking to providers? It's not always that the municipality would have to fund it. It is, how are you connecting? How are you advocating? Are you looking at public-private partnerships? Are there any regulatory issues that a municipality has in place that is constraining a provider's ability to be able to deliver in a more broad-based way at a lower cost for those who need it? It's not always funding. Sometimes it is policy.
Well, thank you very much for going into these issues, Rebecca. If people are interested in getting more information about Western Governors University, where can they go?
WGU.edu.